A lot of wonderful songs we're singing this morning about faith and trust and who to rely on. The enemy is under our feet. Boy, when we fight, when we stand beside the Lord, we fight from a place of victory. We don't fight in a battle that we don't know where the end is going to be. We fight from a place of victory. And speaking of victory, I'd like to just take a few minutes and look in your prayer focus. And let's just take a few minutes. There's a lot of people on there. They need a touch from the Lord this morning in their physical body. Lots of people with uncertain futures as far as their physical bodies. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just think of these names on here and those people, Lord, that are hurting this morning. Lord, doctors are telling them things that aren't so good to hear. Lord, but through You we have victory, we have hope. And so, Lord, I just pray that peace would be on their hearts this morning, to know that You are in control. Lord, if there's anyone on this list that doesn't know You, Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would be speaking to them this morning, tugging at their heartstrings, that You love them and You care for them, that they need to surrender to You. Lord, we pray for this service we have right now, Father. Lord, that we would trust You for what You're going to do this morning. We would expect to hear from You this morning. Lord, not that I'm a great speaker or a great preacher, but You are a great God, and Your Word is powerful this morning. And so You speak to us through Your Word. And we thank You for that, and we give You the praise and the glory, and we say thank You. In Your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen. As you can see in your bulletins, I titled my sermon this morning, Jesus is Calling. And so when we think of calls today, there's a lot of ways we can get messages and phone calls. Most of us carry a cell phone on us. And there's numerous ways on that cell phone that it's going to go off by beeping or buzzing or all the crazy sound effects that they have with Instant Messenger and Snapchat and FaceTime and texts and just plain old phone calls. I mean, we've got so many ways that people can get a hold of us. But yet, one little device that we probably value more on our cell phones than anything else is the caller ID. We want to know who's calling before we're going to pick that thing up. And we have it at home, but we want to know who's calling. And we're not going to pick it up unless it's somebody we want to talk to. I think of even growing up, you know, just that one old phone in the home, and you had to roll that dial around to dial somebody up, and that thing started ringing. You didn't have a choice. You had to either pick it up and deal with who was ever on the other line, or miss maybe an important call that you needed to hear. And I pray this morning that we don't miss that call. Jesus is calling this morning to each and every one of us. And He's got something for us. He's got a word for us. He's got a message for us. And I want to just look into that a little bit this morning. If you want to turn in your Bibles, we're going to start in Revelations chapter 20. Most of you know this verse out of the Bible. It's when Jesus is talking to the church of Laodicea about them being lukewarm. But it has a much broader range than just that church. Verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and him with me. Now, depending on which verse you're reading, if you've got a King James Version, it says, If any man hears my voice. That's of any person. And that's where this really gets broad. It's not just the Laodicea church. It's each and every one of us that he's calling to this morning and saying, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice, and they take that opportunity to open that door and come into him and dine with him and him with me. Now we get a picture. There actually was an artist who painted a picture a long time ago of this door. We got a picture of this door of our hearts, because that's what it is. This is talking about the door of our hearts. And on the other side of that door, we have the exalted, the risen Christ. And he's knocking out there. But some of us, at different times in our life, and it's different for each and every one of us what that door looks like. Some of us, that door might have rusty hinges. Might have poisonous weeds growing over it because it's been so long since it's been open. But we see in this picture that the door's got some cracks around the edges and there's a light shining through. We see these little glimpses of light coming through that door. But it's ours to open. Christ's hand is patiently on the knob. In his face is love and gentleness. He wants us to open that door. And he's calling maybe to those of you this morning who have never opened it. Maybe some of us have opened it at one time and turned around and closed it at another time in our lives. But we get this picture of his gentleness and his authority. He's not going to force his way through. But it says, if anyone hears my voice, there's different ways that he speaks to us, that we hear this voice this morning. One of those is through his word, through the power of written word, which is the Bible. In Matthew 4:4, it says that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of his mouth. Too many times we want to live by bread alone. We want to live by the trappings of this world, the things that would make us happy. But we live by the bread, his word. And by all the motions of his spirit in our conscience, as we read his word, as he tugs at our hearts, he will speak to us by his voice. And I want to take a look for a moment at what that voice might sound like. If you turn with me to the Old Testament in 1 Kings chapter 19. In verse 11, we have Elijah is off in the mountains. He's run away at this point. He's just finished defeating the prophets of Baal. And he's off in the wilderness. And he's discouraged. But he's up in a mountain and he's hiding in a cave. But verse 11, the Lord said to him, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in a fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. As it was when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Interesting to me, we serve a powerful and a great God. But he's not in the wind that was so powerful to tear the rocks down. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the fire. It was in that still, small voice. It's not on Facebook. It's not on Snapchat or Facebook or any of those other things that we get from the media. He's not calling our home phone. He's calling directly to our hearts. And I pray this morning that you're listening to that. As He would tug on your heart this morning, He's calling. And He's asking you to come to Him. We've got to stop looking in the things around us for His voice, but listen in our heart and in our mind as the Holy Spirit would come into us and convict us of our sin, convict us of the things that are doing wrong, but He would also lead us to a place of love and acceptance of what God has for us. We've got to open that door. He stands on the other side, knocking and asking, if you let me come in, if you just let me come in and I'll dine with you. It means He wants to bless us. He wants to come in and bless our lives. He wants to take away all the things we've been chasing after. He wants to take away all the loneliness and the sadness and the difficulties of our life. He wants to come in and heal us and accept us as a son or daughter in Him. And He's tugging at our hearts this morning. In Matthew 11, He gives us a description of exactly what He wants. Verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, when He talks about labor and heavy burdens, He's not talking about working. He's not talking about going to your job and doing physical labor or sitting at a desk and having to work. That's not what He's talking about. He's talking about those who labor in sin, who struggle in this world to fill that void that's in their life with the things of this world. With money, cars, relationships, with addictions. We heard the Teen Challenge men talk about all the things they were chasing after in their lives that never filled the void in their life. That's the labor and the heavy burden that Christ is talking about here. He's talking about every sin and every sorrow that we have in our lives. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened. That's each and every one of us at one point in our lives, and maybe this morning, we're heavy burdened with the things that are going on in our lives. We're heavy burdened with the sin that we allow to stick around, to creep into our lives. Sometimes it's being overburdened with rules and regulations. At that time, when you think about the scribes and the Pharisees and all the rules they had put upon the Mosaic covenant. And they'd really loaded the people down with all these rules. And so right now, most of us today, we're not under a lot of rules, but we're under a lot of things that we strive for, that we want to fill our hearts with, that we want to fill our lives with, that don't do us any good. They leave us empty and hollow and looking for something better. And that's where we find that Christ is calling. He's saying, come to me. I will give you rest. This is something that only He can give. Only He can do. There's no other place we're going to fill that emptiness in our heart. We find ourselves going to movies and the TV and the things that would entrap us to fill that void, to get us an escape from this world because we can't handle it. And so we fill our times with things that don't do us any good. And Jesus is saying, come to me, I will give you rest. He's calling on our hearts this morning. I remember when I was a younger man, and even times in the past when I felt like the Lord is calling me to something, you get that little empty pit in your stomach because you're a little nervous. Because it means I got to give something up. It means I got to surrender my life over to Him. It means I got to put Him in control. And we get that empty pit in our stomach when we know He's tugging on our heart. The Holy Spirit could be speaking to you this morning saying, come to me. Just open that door. I will give you rest. I will take away those burdens and that emptiness. I will take away your sin. I will forgive you. Because His burden is light and His yoke is easy. To love Him and to love those around us. When He's come in and He's filled us with His Holy Spirit, we have the availability to serve Him in a way that we never thought we could. Never thought I'd be good at forgiving other people. Never thought I'd be good at loving people that were mean to me or dishonest to me or hurt me. But He's calling to us this morning. Come in and I will give you rest. I was thinking about another portion of Scripture that moves it a step further. And we find in the New Testament that when Jesus was here and the disciples, they're out in a boat. And when this story comes out of Matthew 14, and they're out in this boat on the water, and Jesus isn't with them. And it's about 4 o'clock in the morning, so it's dark. And we see that these disciples, they see someone coming across the water. And they get afraid. They think it's a ghost. They're not sure who's out there. Who'd be out walking on the water? I mean, that can't be anything. That's not natural. That's not normal. But they find out that it's Jesus. And I want us to look at verse 29. Peter asks if he can come out there. If he can come to Jesus. If he can come to Christ. And Jesus responded, and he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was blusterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and said to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Now we've got to be careful to look at this. You know, so many times we look at this as, man, Peter, he didn't have enough faith. Peter, he messed up. He took his eyes off the Lord. But you know what? He took the opportunity. What other man in history has ever walked on water? That wasn't Jesus Christ. He took the opportunity to go to Christ. When Jesus said, come, when Jesus called him, he got out of that boat. And he walked to him. And he had the opportunity for Jesus to reach down and grab him by the hand and lift him up. So some of us were sitting here this morning, and yeah, you've opened that door. You've let Jesus into your life, and he's dining with you, and he's lifted that heavy burden. But maybe he's calling you to come out on the water. He did that to me. And I failed at it for a long time. I didn't want to get out on that water. That's dangerous. That's risky. Maybe it's to come out and be a Sunday school teacher. Maybe it's to dig into His Word more. Maybe He's calling you to spend more time with Him. Maybe He's calling you to fast and pray. That's between you and the Lord. You're going to have to figure out by getting into His Word, by listening to that still, small voice, what He wants in your life, what He wants from you. That's something you're just going to have to listen and spend time in His presence. Comes down to self-discipline for most of us and being willing to open our ears and be willing to go when He calls. Peter didn't fail that day. The men that stayed in the boat and didn't take that opportunity. I wonder how many times when we're watching our caller ID, we miss opportunities because we say, no, I'm not answering that call. that person's going to want to bring up something I don't want to talk about. Do we do that with the Lord? Oh, I don't want to answer that call. I don't want to pick up that phone. He's going to ask me to go to my neighbor. He's going to ask me to go to a foreign country and be a missionary. He's going to ask me to skip a meal. And so we see this through Scripture, this Jesus is calling. He wants to come near to us. But He does require that we take the first step. It does involve something for us to do. We've got to open that door and let Him in. Whether we've done it before and closed it or we've never done it before, we've got to let Him in. We've got to accept the forgiveness of our sins and take on that burden that is light and easy of the Lord's and not strive after the things of this world. And maybe it means I've got to go and teach some young kids about the love of Jesus. We've got to seek and find what He has for us this morning. Jesus is tugging at heartstrings this morning, and we're going to close with a song in a couple of minutes called Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. And I pray that the Holy Spirit is working this morning. I pray He's maybe got that pit in your stomach because He's calling you to something more. Whether it's coming to know Him for the first time, or coming back to Him, or it's stepping out on those waves in faith, knowing that with something we teach the all-in kids all the time, my wife's favorite verse is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's just 10 little words that are so powerful. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so He's calling this morning. And so we're going to sing this closing song, and I just pray if the Lord's calling you this morning, that you respond to Him. I pray you'd have the courage to come up here and pray with me, pray with somebody. If you just want to pray at the altar, but I pray you'd have the courage this morning to say, Lord, I will stand with You. I will not be ashamed. And so whether you have a physical need this morning, an emotional need, whether you want to give your heart to the Lord, I pray that as this song plays, as we sing this song, if you're too shy to come up front, God can save you right where you're at. God can heal you right where you're at. But sometimes that step of faith does a world of good for our confidence to know that we are doing what God has called us to do. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that You are always at that door. And You are always there beckoning us to come to You. And You always have open arms no matter where we're at, Lord. So I just pray You be with each and every one of us as we go today. Lord, be with those who are hurting physically, mentally, maybe even spiritually this morning, Lord, that they're struggling against You. Lord, I just pray that You would have victory in their lives, have victory in each and every one of our lives as we trust in You for this week, for our safety, for Your love. Be with us as we go. In Your name, amen.